Good morning. So, Tom has accused me in the past of doing his before he did. You did mine before I did mine this morning. So, I often just try and listen and notice something in the day. And, ladies, you're a third of everything I noticed this morning. There's three things I noticed, and I'll tell you what they are, and I'll try and show you how they fit together, or at least it seems in the back of my head right this minute that they fit together. You guys lighting the candles, turkeys, and a bunch of torn up woods over by my house on the way here. Can you see any theme in turkeys, a whole bunch of turkeys, candles, and a bunch of torn up woods? Well, let me ask you a question. Do you guys watch the news? It's so much fun having you guys get to be a little bit older, because I'm betting that you've seen a bunch of the news lately, haven't you? Some? You haven't been paying too much? So this whole Ukraine conversation we've been having, kind of, or have you seen what's going on a little bit? You've heard of it. Okay. Well, you know, it's a blessing to me that you guys haven't had to be exposed to too much of that. So that's good. So there's some stuff going on the other side of the world, and it's the start of a war, and it's a really ugly situation, and there's no reason for it, and it's just a lot of death and destruction, and we're all concerned about it and how we can help. So I looked up this morning and I said, I am so looking forward to spring. I looked at the trees outside and there's almost some little red buds on one of my maple trees, and I've got a little bit of a flower coming up here and there. And as we drove out to come down here, I looked across the woods and everything, and there's just all these trees down and broken off. It's been really windy last night. There's a bunch of stuff down. And it just looks so stark, you know, stark and nasty and just no color and just so much ick. I mean, does anybody know a better way to say it than just so much ick? At the end of winter, things are torn up and there's nothing. It just seems so dark and nasty. It's not my favorite. Ick. Yeah. So as we were coming down, we turned left, went across this field, and there were probably 20, 25 hens and one big tom turkey. And he had his tail all stuffed up. And it was just really neat to see all these hens and the turkey out in the field, and they were just strutting around and enjoying spring and what they're seeing for spring, because it's going to be time for more turkeys. And Miss Joni said, you know, was it last week or the week before? She said, I haven't seen turkeys in forever. Because out where we live, there's wild, you know, we've got everything. And we just hadn't seen them. And they just hadn't been there. And she said, I miss them. And lo and behold, we got a bunch of turkeys this morning. And then you guys were walking down, and I watch this every time you guys light the candles, because you come down, and you've got your wand, flame right there, and you're walking like this. Which one of you just about tripped this morning? One of you just about tripped this morning. And I got thinking. And those are the three things I thought this morning. And I said, it's very easy for us to focus on the one shiny light in front of us and not pay enough attention to everything else around us that might trip us up a little bit. And at a time when things are looking dark, if we think and pray for what we want and need to see, it'll show up. When we focus too much on one little thing, be it our lives right here, right this minute, we might miss all the things that are going on in the world. Pay attention to the world for a few minutes every day. Not just Clinton, not just school, not just you, not just me. Look around and see the beauty of God's world, but see places where things are not so beautiful. We need those to be better. Say a prayer. It will happen. If you say, I've missed seeing the turkeys, lo and behold, you'll get to see turkeys. If we miss the beauty of spring, it's going to come. Say a prayer for some fantastic flowers this spring. Given all the stuff that's happened, don't you think we need one heck of a fancy, marvelous, colorful, green, growing, changing, improving, great spring? I'm looking forward so much to a great spring. And I'm looking so much forward to what the world can be when we stop letting people who want to shove their agenda across a people so much that they'll try and kill them. When we can look up and say, it's time to pray. It's time to see the world and look at the whole thing and hope we don't trip, right? Three things I noticed. Lights, because you guys are the light. You get to carry that light out. We get to carry that light out. Pray it. Make it so. The turkeys will show up and spring will show up and we can make the world a better place. And thank you so much for everybody who wants to help make that a better place. Say a little prayer. Morning, God. You show us so many things, and so much of it is how we look at it. Give us a little bit of your viewpoint that regardless of who we are, where we are in the world, we have your love. Regardless of whether we know it or not, you're there. Regardless of whether we know it or not, there are people all over the world that are praying for us. Let us feel that. Let us reach that out to others. Make sure we focus on the big picture of the world and trying to help how we can. Because a small piece and a small piece and a small piece and a small piece makes a big piece and makes a difference. Watch over us. Guide us. And give us the enjoyment of seeing that spring and seeing your love bloom and reach out and touch all of us wherever we are and however we need it. In your Son's name, who came to teach us love, not hate, caring, not indifference, and the power of our ability to change everything. In your Son's name.